Welcome to Tabernacle Presbyterian Church in Indianapolis, Indiana. Today, Reverend Alfreda Black of Phillips Temple CME Church delivers the message entitled, Be Grateful.
Good morning. Please pray with me. Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. The presentation of the Word of God for the people of God. This morning, the title of my sermon is Be Grateful. Subtitle, Give Thanks. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Amen. The story of the 10 lepers, looking at King James Version. So much to be grateful for. I thought this morning that we are so grateful for the life of John McCain, an American hero, a patriot, a statesman. And we're also so grateful for the life of our songbird, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. So we're all coming in with a grateful heart. Our scripture this morning comes from Luke 17, verses 11 through 19. I will read them. And it came to pass as Jesus went to Jerusalem that he passed through Samaria and Galilee. As he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were healed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. He fell down on his face. He fell at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering and said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Your faith has made you whole. May the Lord add his richest blessings to the readers and the hearers of his holy word. And my first inclination was to ask how many people have something to be grateful for, but I changed my mind because we know that we do. We're here worshiping the Creator this morning. And so when we open our eyes in the morning, we say thank you. That's our first thought. That's the first thing that we say. And as we get older, we may get another thank you because we're glad that our feet and our legs are working today. Growing up in the 50s, I really don't remember my parents teaching me to say thank you. I just did it. I heard my older brothers and sisters say it. And then I heard my parents say it too. And as my husband and I raised our children in the 70s, we taught them to say thank you and also to be grateful to others for their kindness. Anybody ever received a gift and right away you knew that the gift would join those other gifts in the corner of that closet? Or, if you're a Seinfeld watcher, you know there was that possibility of re-gifting. But we thank the giver anyway, not so much the gift. A pastor of a local church tells the story of a time when he was teaching Sunday school, children's Sunday school, and he was teaching them about the 10 lepers, and the pastor asked the children, well, well, what do you think about this story? And one little girl answered and said, Jesus must have been so happy because someone thanked him. This child already understood that it pleased Jesus when we're grateful for the things that he does for us. We teach our children early in life to say thank you when they are given anything. Whether they fully understand the concept or not, good habits are being formed, and in time they will understand. Oprah Winfrey has advocated the power as well as the pleasure of being grateful. She says that every night she opens her journal and writes down at least 5 things. She writes that she would be so grateful when Maya Angelou would call her and recite a poem. And, oh, wow, I would have been grateful, too. Or the times when her best friend, Gail, would call after a blind date. What fun that must have been for her. The producer of the TV show Wheel of Fortune, Mark Horvath, at one point in his life was homeless, living on the streets. He writes that while he was living on the streets, he felt invisible because people would walk by and never say anything to him. And so when he got back on his feet, the first thing he did was grab his camera, his laptop, with the aid of social media, he went out to the homeless and gave them a voice, interviewing them. And they were grateful for what they had. Paying it forward. Now, some people may say that while these are really nice and these are cute stories, who says we have to thank God for what he gives us? God is our Father. He's our Creator. He's supposed to take care of us. Besides, God should be grateful for what we do. We got up this morning, could have slept in, got dressed, had breakfast, came to worship God. So if we forget to say thank you, what's the big deal? So why do we do this? Why do we thank God? Is God demanding that we give him thanks? Does God need to hear us say it? Does God have an ego that needs to be stroked? Well, I'm here to tell you today. Psalms 107 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Thessalonians 5 says, in everything, give thanks, for it is the will of God. Psalms 100 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. Bless his name. Psalm 7 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his righteousness. I could go on and on and on, because that's what the Bible tells us, to be thankful. And so in today's story of the 10 lepers, Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, comes to a village, 10 lepers, they know he's coming, they've heard about him, which means they had a little faith, because they wanted him to heal them. Now we know that leprosy was a dreadful skin disease, could be very painful considering what stage it was in. Lepers were excluded. They were on the margins. Now the Levitical law said that lepers had to stand at least 100 feet from people and announce their presence if they had to come too near. And so that's what they did when they saw Jesus. When they saw him, they cried out. We believe as Christians that Jesus hears our faintest cry. We believe that, those small cries. But this wasn't small, this was huge. They cried out. They were very loud. And I thought that when things are going well for us, we pray these little prayers. Oh, Holy One, thank you for the day. Bless my family in Jesus' name. Sound familiar? We're doing good then. Oh boy. But when life turns us upside down, our prayers change. We just call out, help! Help, Jesus! I need you. And so after these 10 lepers cried out to Jesus, and the Bible says that he saw them. He sees us. He heard them. He hears us. And they said, Master, which means they knew a little something about Jesus. They knew enough to say, Master. And then the scriptures say that Jesus said, go to the priest and show yourself. I don't think he did that, but I thought about one of my brothers who always said, you know, Jesus is bad. So all Jesus had to say was, go to the priest, show yourself, you'll be fine, something like that. Jesus sent the 10 lepers out. The lepers demonstrated their faith by following Jesus' instructions first. They were cleansed of their leprosy on the way. There's a message right there, on the way. A lot of things will happen and can happen if we get started on our way. I said to my husband recently, I said, I feel like I'm not doing enough. I said, I've asked God, and I haven't gotten an answer yet, but I'm waiting on God to tell me what to do. And my husband, who is so wise, he said, I'm tickled because it makes such sense. He said, well, just do something. Do something. We don't have to wait because we know the way. We know what God has told us to do. He's told us to feed the hungry. Clothe those that don't have clothing. He's given us a list of things to do, so let's get started. Now, only one, the Samaritan, who we know by the Jews, they were considered half-breeds, and they were not liked by the Jews. The one Samaritan comes back. He's so grateful, and he falls at Jesus' feet, and he thanks him. He's praising him. He's just having his own praise party for what Jesus has done for him. And then Jesus says, well, what happened to the other nine? Now, I say that Jesus is an opportunist. He takes advantage of every situation. The Samaritan had been healed. The nine had left with that and had been healed, but they didn't return. So he's not teaching them. He was teaching his disciples. He was teaching the onlookers. And he's teaching us today. He tells the man, arise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. Your faith has made you well. Faith? What's faith got to do with it? We know that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The lepers had faith first, and we know we just need the faith of a mustard seed. They believed enough that when Jesus told them to go to the priest, they went. They were not healed at that time, but they went. We believed this morning that when we sat down on these pews, they would hold us. We had faith in the pews. Is it possible to receive mercy from God with an ungrateful heart? Sounds like it in this lesson. There were nine that did not return. Gratefulness is evidence of a deeper spirituality. There were 10 lepers who saw Jesus, but only one met him. There were 10 that were blessed by Jesus, but only one became a blessing to others. He had a testimony. He wasn't embarrassed to praise God, to shout. The Bible tells us to let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say it. One received eternal life. One was made whole. And the others were just healed. Is healing enough? Don't you want to know the healer? Being grateful and thankful is part of our Christian life. A grateful heart does give thanks. As I was preparing this message, I kept thinking, am I missing something? It's a pretty straightforward message. God heals you, say thanks. I said, there's just got to be more to it than this. And I think I got it. Do you think that Jesus was really concerned about the nine who didn't come back and say thank you? I believe this morning that Jesus wanted us to remember, not only to be thankful, not only to be grateful, but also to appreciate and honor him because he gave us his son for the propitiation, the atoning sacrifice for our sins. No greater love. That's why we should be grateful for that gift, if nothing else. Because of that, we're able to come and go. We're blessed in our going. We're blessed in our going. Our children are blessed. We live blessed lives because of this relationship that we are able to have with God. And the only reason we have it is because of his son, him giving his son. Would you give your son for the sins of the world? I think not. That's why we're so blessed this morning. That's why we're so grateful. That's why we are always say thankful. That's why we're always thankful. I thought recently about a friend of mine. And I had some things, and I wanted her to have them. I didn't think much of it. So I took them to her. That girl was grateful for weeks. If she didn't call me once, she called me 10 times. Every time we talked about the things that I had given her. And because she was so grateful, and I didn't even realize it when I was doing it, but as I prepared this message, I realized that's what I was doing. Because she was so grateful, and she was so thankful. And so I went back, and I went through everything again to get her some more stuff. I think that's the way God is with us. He said, give, and it shall be given. He said something about pressed down, shaken together, will men give to you? It's better to give than to receive. And so when we're kind and when we're grateful and when we're loving to people, and God sees it and he hears us and he knows our hearts, let me give them some more because they appreciate what I did when I gave my only son for the sins of this world. Let's pray. Oh, Holy One, we're grateful and we're thankful this morning that as we grow in our faith, the byproduct of that growth will be gratefulness and thankfulness as we remember your sacrifice. We pray this morning, oh God, that we will always be the ones who will remember to come back and say thank you, to be grateful. In Jesus' name we pray this morning. Thank you.